Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Mahina with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local, we have the Walter Taylor Bridge will close for repairs, causing commuter chaos, according to MP Mark Bailey, who criticized the short notice given to residents. Drivers face a 16-kilometer detour, and several bus routes will be disrupted. Noise and dust are expected during the 24/7 construction, with the first weekend being the loudest. The bridge is set to reopen by September 30, though weather may cause delays. The cancellation of the Big Red Bash in 2025 is leaving outback businesses struggling to prepare for a tough tourism season. Tourism stakeholders and local councils are meeting to develop a strategy to attract visitors. Outback Queensland Tourism Association Chief Executive Denise Brown stated, "We are doing everything in our power to try and breathe different life into these events. They hope to find ways to boost tourism by 2025 season despite the event's cancellation." In national, an inquiry into Australia's greyhound racing industry will begin as allegations of integrity and animal welfare issues arise. The inquiry will investigate greyhound racing New South Wales, probing complaints about their governance and operations, and also track the safety and welfare of animals. Racing Minister David Harris has said this is about ensuring that greyhound racing is conducted under the terms of its license and its employee best practice, and that has as its main feature animal welfare. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns rejected the possibility of shutting down greyhounds racing, but the inquiry has potential to introduce positive change to the industry.
Drastic aged care reforms, which will increase costs for older Australians entering the system, have been defended by Aged Care Minister Annika Wells. Australians will soon have to pay $13,400 more a year for necessary accommodation and services, with the lifetime contribution cap also rising from $79,900 to $130,000. Despite backlash, Ms. Wells has defended the reforms, stating anyone worrying about where this money is going to go today, you can log onto the website, you can look at dollars into care, and that shows you, for any nursing home across the country, where that money is going. COTA Australia, a leading advocacy group, has vowed to continue scrutinising the details of the reform, but have also welcomed the long-awaited changes. In international news, the US is proposing new rules that would impose taxes on low-value shipments from China, targeting companies like Shein and Temu. The rules aim to prevent the exploitation of the de minimis exemption, which allows packages under $800 to enter the US without tariffs. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo said American workers and businesses can outcompete anyone on a level playing field, but for too long, Chinese e-commerce platforms have skirted tariffs by abusing the de minimis exemption. Tougher penalties must be implemented to prevent this. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with slight winds. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 8, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.